831-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, June 9th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate it. Got a couple of people who texted me, Missy, during the break. I texted you back her office phone number. I want you guys to actually call and speak with her directly. In the past, I've provided the website to the website she designed for me, TruckerRandyHealth.com. If you wanted to lose weight, you could listen to interviews 2 and 4. Well, she would prefer that you just give her a call directly, schedule a free phone consultation with her, 269-964-4044. 269-964-4044. Or if you want, you got my phone number stored in your phone, just text me, Missy, and I'll send you a link directly to that number. All you have to do is click on it and give them a call. Now, one of the things that I've been following in Lansing, we've been talking a lot about it, is the budget. And one of the things that I'm looking at here is the fact that they want schools to know exactly what they're going to be dealing with in this upcoming fiscal year. As you know, the governor put out her numbers earlier in the year. State Senate passed their budget on a Wednesday, but 2 days later on a Friday that week, a couple of weeks ago, the consensus revenue report came out showing that we are going to actually be short roughly about $320 million. Well, a joint statement from 17 education organizations on Friday afternoon called on the legislature, but most specifically the House, to pass a budget by the July 1st statutory deadline so that schools can get their budget set for the upcoming school year. Statement says that since fiscal years for schools end on June 30th, school boards need to finalize their own budgets this month, but they don't have the final state numbers to work off of because the House hasn't passed the budget, let alone a full budget passage by both the House, the Senate, and signed into law by the governor. What's being forced to happen is they need now to put forward a budget without a clear indication from the state on what the per pupil funding allowance may be, or for the funding for their most vulnerable students, the ISD students, which is separate from the regular school districts. Uncertainty about funding levels leave critical questions about staffing, programming, reading, and tutoring supports. And basic student services end up being unresolved. This was part of the letter that was sent to the state legislature. Well, on Thursday, the House introduced 20 appropriation shell bills that will be altered once budget decisions are made. One of them was the House K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittee's Chair, Tim Kelly, Republican from Saginaw's House Bill 4577. House Republican Communications Director Gideon D'Alessandro said the bills being introduced are not an indication of when they will start moving or when the budget will be ready. D'Alessandro also went on to say introducing the shell bills is just a process box that needs to be checked so that they'll be there when it's time to move on them. He also said that the K through 12 budget isn't first in line to be completed when those process boxes are being checked. Well, the Senate passed their fiscal year budget for 2026 back in April. April 29th is when we talked about it here on the show. Well, the groups that are calling on the House primarily that signed on to this letter, a long list. But of course, it starts off with the MEA, the Michigan Education Association, the Teachers Union, Michigan Association of School Boards, Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators, Michigan Association of Secondary School Principals, Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunity, Michigan Association of Intermediate School Administrators, the AFT, the American Federation of Teachers Union, Michigan Elementary and Michigan Middle School Principals Association, Michigan Association of Administrators of Special Education, School Education Advocates of West Michigan, the K through 12 Alliance of Michigan, School Equity, Oakland Schools, Wayne Ressa, Macomb Intermediate School District, Calhoun County Intermediate School District, and Genesee County Intermediate School District. Did you just hear how many associations and special interest groups make up education in our state? Like Kevin Rinke said, this is the problem. We have 83 counties, 607 school districts, 551, like Kevin Rinke said, regular school districts, but he forgot about the 56 intermediate school districts in our state as well. We have an ISD, folks, for almost every county. You factor in all these special interest groups, all the lobbying groups, all of these people that are signing on to this letter. Those people who work for these associations, folks, need to be paid. They have to have a salary. Most of them have some type of benefit package. Health insurance, perhaps even a retirement. All of this overhead, all of this administrative costs and special interest groups, I believe is one of the problems we have with our education in the state of Michigan. Kevin Rinke agrees. If we don't change this current system, no matter amount of money that you can throw at this thing is going to fix it. You cannot keep this behemoth of a machine going and expect better results for the kids. The whole thing has got to be rebuilt from the ground up. And you know the best, quickest, fastest way to do this? Competition. If you open up competition on education, where those dollars will follow the kids to go to whatever type of education they and their parents want for their children, we'll get rid of all this garbage. Almost immediately, parents given a voucher, parents given them a credit debit card, loaded up with this money per pupil, and allowing them the ability to shop, the ability to consume education, is the answer. I've talked about this for years. Look at your cell phone. Look at your cell phone, what it is as a device, what it's capable of doing now compared to years ago. Now that there's all this competition for cell phone providers to be able to charge you a monthly fee for the use of your cell phone. Phone calls, unlimited phone calls, call as much as you want, unlimited text messaging, data plans based on how many times you're not connected to a Wi-Fi somewhere, accessing the internet through your phone. We have devices now that basically I can do almost every single thing on my phone that I can do on my laptop, my computer, here in the studio. You can ask your phone questions now with this latest technology they've added and updated AI. You can ask your phone a question and it gives you an answer usually within 30, 45 seconds. Anything you want to ask. And with these new competition of companies that are out there, Boost, Mint, Consumer Cellular, T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, Xfinity, all of these companies competing for that business, what's happened? The prices have come down. You've gotten better services, better devices at a lower cost than we had just 5-10 years ago. This type of competition needs to happen in education. And this is the kind of governor candidate I want running this state starting January 1st of 2027. Throwing more money at it is not the solution. You've got to completely change the entire system. And like Kevin Rinke said, we're down to 44th out of 50 states when it comes to educating the kids of our state of Michigan. Folks, that's unacceptable. It's got to change. And we need a governor that's going to lead on this issue and absolutely perform. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
That own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
By now, y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will always be with you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two. I want to do a quick shout-out to good friends of ours, Barb and Dave Ajima. They're celebrating their anniversary today. Happy anniversary, you guys. I don't know how many years they've been married, but great couple. Absolutely love them. And today is their anniversary. So congratulations. Appreciate you guys so very much, and hope you have a great day. One of the things that we're looking at here as we go forward in this process, and this is June 9th, you have to understand that the legislative session's running kind of short here, folks. Not going to get to a budget in any way, shape, or form before July 1st. Simply not going to happen. They have 3 days this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10th, 11th, 12th. Next week, 17th, 18th, and 19th, and then the final week, I believe, before the 4th of July break, June 24th, 25th, and 26th. I doubt seriously if they'll be in session July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, because Friday is 4th of July. So they'll probably take those 3 days off and give themselves a nice lead into, run into 4th of July weekend. Then they're off for the summer. Not going to be called back in the session in July or August. Not going to go back to Lansing, folks, until right after Labor Day. Now, it's going to be interesting because Labor Day, as they celebrate their summer, when we look at the potential of September 1st is a Monday. That's your Labor Day. That's your legal holiday. So then they're going to be back on September 2nd, probably, that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. They've got then that week, the following week, the third week, the fourth week, before Tuesday, September 30th. So basically, they should have, if you look at the calendar, they should have 4 legislative weeks to do the budget before the deadline on Tuesday, September 30th at midnight. So what are they going to do? They're going to basically, with this short period of time left in June, probably going to leave for summer break and put all this work into those four legislative weeks in September. Again, actually, 12 days of work. They're only there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays for those 4 weeks. I just don't see it happening. The only way I see this happening is if they take homework home with them and work on the budget during the summer. Are they going to do it? Probably not. There might be a few key players, appropriation chairs, maybe a couple of committee chairs, maybe the speaker, but I highly doubt it. So we'll wait and see. But I think this $20 billion continuing resolution from this year's budget to basically keep the government open, to basically keep things running, I think ultimately is probably going to end up being what they end up having to do and then resolve it in October. I don't know. This is just pure speculation on my part, but there was a reason that Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House, and the Republican majority, 58 Republicans, voted for this $20 billion keep the government open resolution. We shall see. We shall see. But the bottom line to all of this, it's got to be done right. If we continue down this road of spending more than we're bringing in, even though they claim that they're balancing the budget, it's all based on more taxes. It's all based on more revenue coming in. And honestly, I don't see it happening. We are taxed to death already. We're not going to pay any more. The Republicans in the House know it. So we'll wait and see. Wait and see what they end up doing. Because I got to tell you, if this is something that they want us not to be attacking them over, they got to do the right thing. And every state rep is up for re-election next year. State senators are up for election next year. If we can't hold them accountable on this issue, what other issue do we have? Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down.